Chapter 2. Assessing Facilitating. Over the weekend, Tom visited the website Gino told him about. It was clear they were passionate about helping driven professionals facilitate their own local referral teams. He watched several videos about facilitated referral teams and read all of the blog posts and supporting information he could find on their website. Tom then completed an online questionnaire and read over a full-page self-assessment to determine if he was the right fit to facilitate his own team. To Tom's delight, everything appeared to be in alignment. He had the right motivation for running a group, which was to help others while also growing his own business. He had the right skill set. He was a great public speaker and was already very outgoing and organized. And as it turned out, after running through the math on a spreadsheet he created, Tom saw that he could also make his networking time an additional profit channel. He learned he'd be getting paid directly by the members of the team he formed for the services of facilitating the meetings and motivating the team to greatness. He also noticed teams using this facilitated system met at all different times of the day: early morning, mid-morning, afternoon, and late afternoon. There was even a happy hour team that met in a private room at a local craft brewery. Guarding his mornings for meditation, planning, and family, Tom was excited about the prospect of setting a meeting time that worked best for him. While Tom had to make a large capital investment in securing his coaching franchise, the initial investment of becoming a referral team facilitator was even less than being a member of the structured international referral group Tom visited but hadn't joined. He liked this aspect, too. The business coach determined that he could spend a small fortune on simply being a member of a referral group in which he had no equity, or take advantage of the opportunity to start his own referral team. Since he would be the one running the team and in charge of virtually all things related to how the team functioned, Tom felt he could deliver consistency to the team members, as well as earn their trust faster than simply joining a referral group that already existed. This meant Tom also envisioned getting referrals from his members for business coaching, which of course was Tom's priority. He was also attracted to the idea of being able to support his coaching clients with good referrals to the members of his own referral team. Not only could Tom help his clients discover what they needed to do in order to grow their businesses, but he could refer his clients directly to the right people that could help. The referral team would help solidify Tom's relationship with his clients as the connected business coach who outcares all others. Tom visited a few of the facilitated teams and liked what he saw. The meetings were a fast-paced, one-hour time commitment. The members of the teams were outgoing and happy to be at the meetings, which had clear objectives and a set agenda they followed. They had a shared goal of being together, which was to master the art of referring. The facilitators also seemed to enjoy running the teams, and referrals were visibly passed at the meetings. Best of all, there were no officers or committee positions, since the facilitator filled these roles too. Tom saw what he needed to see and was convinced this was the direction he wanted to go. Tom promptly signed on to become a facilitator and received an email invitation to begin his online education. He immediately began his training, reading through volumes of materials and watching a multitude of training and best practice videos, all at his own pace. Excitement and enthusiasm pulsed through Tom's mind as he envisioned himself being the captain of a successful referral group. He closed his eyes and envisioned a large group of about 30 unique professionals, having fun and growing by referral, with Tom, himself, leading the team to greatness. He knew from his business coach training that to the degree one could see the future clearly, the odds of success increased accordingly. To Tom, his vision was crystal clear. Facilitating a referral team was the perfect answer he had been looking for. Tom reached for his phone and called Gino, the commercial insurance agent.
"Hi, Gino. This is Tom Johnston. I'm calling you with good news today. I'd like you to be the exclusive commercial insurance representative on the facilitated referral team I'm starting here in town. You've been a great help to me, and I would like to repay you by giving you this opportunity." Gino responded quickly and to the point. "Tom, I was hoping this would happen. I'm really excited about being involved in helping you get a facilitated referral team up and running. You have my full support." Tom and Gino talked for a few more minutes and set the first meeting date and time. They decided that Wednesday was a good day for them both, and that 1 p.m. would be a good time to hold the first of several informational meetings, scheduled to help attract visitors and recruit professionals to be part of this new referral team. Gino volunteered to bring a guest or two that he felt would be a good fit to the first meeting. Tom agreed to invite some other professionals as well. The Wednesday prior to the first meeting, Tom sent an email and reached out by telephone to the professionals he wanted to invite. Like anything else, some were interested and some weren't. Tom did get some favorable responses for his efforts, however, and he was also excited to have Gino's support. With the first meeting just 1 week away, Tom continued to review the materials provided by the company, so when the meeting started up, he would be well-versed as the facilitator and set to attract the first of many future members.